Hello. From CNN, I'm Joe Beck with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, October 31st.
Calls for a ceasefire are calls for Israel to surrender to Hamas, to surrender to terrorism, to surrender to barbarism. That will not happen.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his military will not agree to a ceasefire. He gave a press conference yesterday and addressed the growing calls for at least a pause in the fighting so that humanitarian aid can be delivered to people trapped in Gaza. But instead, Israeli forces say their attacks will get more intense, and they hit roughly 300 Hamas targets overnight. Netanyahu has vowed to wipe out the militant group.
We're going to resign them to the dustbin of history.
Many UN agencies are still calling for a complete ceasefire from both sides of the conflict, with the head of one in Gaza saying people there are being, quote, dehumanized. And the World Health Organization says hundreds of health sector workers have been killed since October 7th, while UNICEF warns that without access to clean water, the region is on the verge of a catastrophe. This latest conflict in the Middle East has led to a rise in hate crimes in the US. Advocacy groups are reporting a spike in hate incidents against Jewish and Muslim people, with the Anti-Defamation League reporting preliminary data showing anti-Semitic incidents have spiked 388% since the initial Hamas attack on October 7th. That includes swastikas being painted on schools and signs, and even anti-Semitic graffiti on the home of a Holocaust survivor. And earlier this month, a 6-year-old Palestinian-American boy was stabbed to death by his landlord, and his mother was also hurt. Public officials have condemned these incidents, and Brian Levin from the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism says that will have an impact.
So 6 days after 9/11, when President Bush spoke of tolerance towards Muslims, hate crimes dropped the next day and into the next year. Similarly, though, when candidate Trump talked about a Muslim ban proposal 5 days after the San Bernardino terror attack, hate crimes against Muslims went up another 23%.
We're learning more about the signs and attempts to stop Robert Card before police say he killed 18 people in 2 mass shootings in Maine. A document released by the local sheriff to CNN late yesterday describes that Card's ex-wife and son went to the police back in May to report their concern about his anger and paranoia. And earlier, other information was shared with CNN that showed the US Army asked local police to check on the 40-year-old reservist after a soldier became concerned he would, quote, snap and commit a mass shooting. Staff at some of the country's largest drugstore chains have started a 3-day walkout. Workers at CVS and Walgreens are calling for better working conditions and say they feel unsafe filling prescriptions that could risk the health of their customers. Very few of the chain's employees are unionized, which makes it tough to organize large-scale action. Staff and organizers in multiple states say the walkouts have started and will carry on until the end of tomorrow. But it's still not clear how widespread the impact will be. Yesterday, representatives from Walgreens and CVS say they hadn't seen much of a disruption to service, and CVS says it's talking to pharmacists about their concerns. Coming up, the stars of Friends say they're taking a moment to grieve their co-star, Matthew Perry. The stars of Friends say they're all, quote, utterly devastated by the death of actor Matthew Perry. In a joint statement, Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, David Schwimmer, and Matt LeBlanc said they were a family, not just castmates. The group said there's more to say, but right now they're going to take a moment to, quote, grieve and process this unfathomable loss. Perry, best known for his role as Chandler Bing, died in his LA home on Saturday at the age of 54. The LA Fire Department says a bystander found him unconscious in a standalone jacuzzi, and the medical examiner says they're waiting for a toxicology report to find out how he died. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.